You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies, including Anthony Hopkins' latest, and the return of iconic cartoon characters Tom and Jerry and SpongeBob SquarePants. Our first movie is The Father, and it stars Anthony Hopkins as an aging man suffering from dementia and Olivia Colman as his daughter, who tells him she's planning to move to London with her new husband. The plot thickens for him as he finds her ex-husband in his flat, and his daughter is apparently played by Olivia Colman. Is this real or just his condition tricking him? This is where things get confusing but profoundly acted at the same time. The Father is a much more powerful dramatization of the effects of dementia than Supernova, and I liked that movie. This one, however, allows us to see it through the perspectives of an old man suffering from this disease. It represents what this particular mind processes, what's real and what's fabricated, and the leading performances from Hopkins and Colman are just as excellent as the movie's depiction. 3.5 stars. Next up, we have Tom and Jerry, which is not as profoundly acted as The Father, but I didn't want to see it because Chloe Grace Moretz and Michael Peña were cast in it. I wanted to see it because it was a Tom and Jerry movie with the famous cat and mouse duo from the Hanna-Barbera cartoon collection, looking like Tom and Jerry, and not those weird, annoying CGI creatures we saw in Scooby-Doo or the Smurfs. Director Tim Story, who also made Ride Along and Think Like a Man, gives them a Roger Rabbit approach as we find them inside a New York City hotel, days before an elaborate wedding is to take place. Archival voice recordings for their reactions were used, which is why we don't hear Ryan Reynolds or Kevin Hart speaking, since they don't talk, thank God. This would be the third time Tom and Jerry worked with live-action actors, after Gene Kelly taught Jerry to dance in Anchors Away, and after the cat and mouse swam with Esther Williams in Dangerous When Wet. The performances here do not rank with them because sometimes they either ham things up or just become the witnesses to the mayhem. Still, I'm giving this movie a thumbs up because whenever Tom and Jerry appear on the screen, it's easily delightful. 3 stars. And finally, our last movie is the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, which after months of being delayed, it's finally premiering in the United States on various streaming services, including the new Paramount Plus. Based on the most popular Nickelodeon cartoon, the animation here is now presented in stylized CGI, and the story involves SpongeBob and his buddy Patrick going to Atlantic City, get the joke, to rescue his pet snail Gary, who was stolen by his archenemy Plankton and given to King Neptune to use as facial cream. The voices include Tom Kenny as SpongeBob, Bill Fagerbakke as Patrick, Matt Berry as King Neptune, and we get some cameos from Snoop Dogg, Danny Trejo, and Keanu Reeves, as well as some voices from Awkwafina and Tiffany Haddish. This threequel sags about 3/4 in the movie when SpongeBob ends up on trial for trying to rescue Gary, and his friends reveal their stories about how they met him at Camp Coral. This is going to be a spin-off series, also premiering on Paramount Plus, but I felt it was lame and tedious because I know how SpongeBob really met Sandy and how he got a job at the Krusty Krab. But without those segments, Sponge on the Run works when the comedy merges with this particular kind of animation. The funniest moment is when Patrick shoves his face with chicken while screaming as the King's guards pursue him. There are also some sweet moments, and the voice work from Kenny and Fagerbakke as SpongeBob and Patrick is as iconic as they were intended on Nickelodeon. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.